thank everybody for coming. And I want to, first of all, apologize. The last two meetings, there's been situations coming up in my life at the last minute that I had no choice, so I apologize for that. And I also apologize for the next meeting because my wife and I will be on an extended vacation, so I want to alert the vice chair that they'll be in charge next time.
That's not me.
That would be you, Earl, according to our...
But that's not right.
I was elected it, but yeah. I don't know if I'm it.
Yeah, I think you are it.
You are it.
Tag, you're it.
When's the next meeting? Check my calendar.
So we've already done the roll call, but if we'll go around the room, everybody state their name and say hello. I'm Lauren. Hello.
Hi, Lauren.
I'm Earl.
I'm Joe.
Morrow.
Jason.
Terry.
Bunny.
Betty.
Bill.
Michelle.
Since you all are sports oriented, I wanted to share and pass something around for you. Might see pretty neat. My dad went to the Olympics in 1932, which is when the Rose Bowl was first used. And he got this ring that I have inherited, and I'd like to pass it around just for you to see it.
What sport?
He was an attendee of he wasn't
one of the athletes.
He observed the games.
Oh, but he had a ring.
He bought a ring.
Where was it?
It's a souvenir. It was in
Los Angeles?
No. Where's the Rose Bowl?
Pasadena.
Okay.
Pasadena.
That's where it was then.
Next door.
1932. Yeah.
So, I'll tell you, the eagle on the side looks a lot like the German eagle.
Yeah, it looks sort of like a military ring on the side. But,
yeah.
So I thought that was special. I just wanted to share it with you. So let's go with the approval of the minutes. Looks like we've got 3 minutes to approve.
Shouldn't take that long.
why do we are we going back to approve three sets?
Because we didn't have a quorum
for those three.
Yeah. So let me have a motion, please, on approval of the minutes. Any corrections or additions?
On which one are we doing?
Well, let's do all three at the same time.
I read it before I got here.
January. October. I don't have any markings, so I just...
Well, I have a comment about the minutes.
Oh,
I just think they look very sparse for all the discussion that we had at our last meeting. There's just unfinished business that just says discussion on the hitting wall, and that's it. Yeah. So what discussion did we have? Was there anything said that needed to be in the minutes? I think the minutes are much too sparse. I don't know if you have them recorded or what, but it doesn't seem
to
have a record.
Well, we didn't do a lot.
Well, we did last time.
Yes.
1, 2, 3. No, we did not.
Okay, so
but we did. I mean, it was a long meeting. We just talked about a lot of stuff, and when I read the minutes, I thought, wow, is that all we did? That's all.
Just commenting.
Michelle?
Okay. They could be more detailed in the future. I would appreciate it. Okay. Especially since we only meet every 3 months.
Okay, so which one are we approving? October?
We're looking at all three of them. Unless
all three of them?
Unless somebody wants to specifically look at one in particular.
I read through them the other day.
I'll move that we approve the minutes.
Okay. Need a second?
Second.
All those in favor of approving the minutes for the last three meetings, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, minutes are approved. I'm going to go ahead and ask Bunny. She said she wanted to make some comments and she can't stay long in the meeting. So, Bunny, you have the floor.
I have an out-of-town injury, yes. So, I spent quite a bit of time with the Ocala Parks and Rec trying to establish wheelchair tennis here. We made an attempt. We set up a booth at Sportsability. We tried to get people to sign up, which we did. When we were getting ready to start the program, which we were going to run for 6 weeks in April, and we decided April or May because we need the weather to be milder for the players. Everybody was called and contacted on more than one occasion to see if there was any interest in them, you know, still coming to wheelchair tennis. We were assured, yes, there were going to be people coming. Pros were going to be there. We were all set. We were ready to go. We started off I did get some tennis rackets from Fort King, some used ones, and I re-gripped them, got everything ready. We had balls. Nobody showed up. Went the second week, the second Saturday, again, called everybody. Yes, people, yeah, I'm going to be there. Nobody showed up. Tried the third week in a row, again, nobody showed up. So when the fourth week rolled around, it was raining, and I said, okay, well, there you go. No rain, nobody's coming. But we absolutely had no person and or pro show up for any wheelchair tennis, you know, lesson that we even tried. Very disappointed, because that was like, wheelchair tennis is kind of like the love of my life. So probably we'll try to make another attempt again, maybe in the fall when the weather's cooled off again. It's too hot for players right now.
Are there, how many wheelchair tennis players are there in Ocala?
You know, I have, there's probably none, because nobody's been teaching these people that wheelchair tennis is a great sport. In other cities, we've got lots of players on the national, in the national circuit. There's tons of players from all over the world that play. They have their own circuit.
I've seen them. I just wondered.
If nobody showed up for the first three times, that would immediately tell me nobody's really interested.
Me too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know
if
what?
The pros don't show up the fourth time, I wouldn't have showed up either.
Let me say one thing. When I first got something from in the email about it, I looked at the emails and the dates. And when they said it was, and the dates didn't correspond to when the times were, said Friday this day or Saturday this day, but that wasn't that date. And then I called somebody up here and said, listen, your dates are all wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
So it said Friday, and then it gave the wrong date, or Saturday, and
right,
gave the
and then,
wrong
but
date.
Then Saturday didn't correspond with that day.
Oh. Okay,
and I called up here and told, I think it was Vicky. I said, Vicky, I have an email. I'll have to look back to when this was. It was definitely in April.
Right.
And she said, we're going to make those changes. And then they made some changes, and then they ended up making it later in the day, around 2 o'clock on a Saturday.
Right.
Now, I can tell you this. If we can't get it done earlier in the day, it's going to be hard to get done. Now, it's very hard for me to get my people after working Monday through Friday, and even on the weekends, to say, okay, wait all day Saturday to come here for an hour and help, even if you want to help.
Okay.
Okay? And
but there wasn't anybody to help anyway.
Right, that's right. There's no participants.
There was nobody
to
help.
But at the same time, just because there's no participants doesn't mean that there weren't going to be any, and somebody can't be there just in case there are.
Right.
You
that's
know?
True.
Yeah, and I'm not blaming. I have nothing but nice things to say about the pros.
No. Just, I understand, but we don't. But we, I grew up playing with one of the best wheelchair tennis players in the country, Johnny Johnson, in Gainesville. Mm-hmm. He just passed. I've known him since I was a little tiny kid. He played Wimbledon, and he played all the levels in tennis, and we used to play together all the time.
Could the confusion on the dates be the reason that...
I mean, I don't know.
What about a registration? Shouldn't there be a registration for this? Then if nobody registers, then you know you're not going to have to gather your people.
Yeah, maybe that's what we need to do.
Yeah, you need to post a registration for a certain amount of time and say, we'll try to do this. Please register.
Yeah.
And then we'll notify.
Was Diane Leaf involved? Okay. And then I have another question. Did we make it available at... I think
it was right here at Tuscaloosa.
Okay, at Sportsability. Did we introduce
yes,
it there?
Yes, we did.
We did do that.
We did do that, yes. We did do that.
Okay.
Yes.
And that might be a marketing platform to the participants at our Sportsability to engage them for the next,
right.
for your next fall session. So if we could get some dates and information and hand that out at Sportsability to the participants that are there and engage them for the...
Where do you target finding the wheelchair tennis players?
Well,
Sportsability
is where we first tried it, and we had a sign-up sheet, and we had about 20 people that were interested in playing, which is more than enough to run a program for.
Then when you reached out, you didn't.
Called everybody 2 weeks in a row. Can you possibly? Are you going to be there? Is there any problem? Nobody even said, you know, there's a time problem. Can we do it at 9 o'clock in the morning? I only based the time on what we had done in Atlanta, which seemed to be convenient for most families to bring children. I mean, we had everybody. We had young children, adults, everybody involved.
How'd you advertise it in Atlanta?
Atlanta, Alta has their own magazine, and so we put it in there. And we actually, you know, announced that we were going to have tennis lessons. It was through the Alta Foundation that we ran the program. And
you have to have special equipment. You have to have a special chair.
No.
No, doing a regular wheelchair.
I mean, once you get to a certain level, you need a certain chair. But in the beginning,
At the beginning, all we're trying to teach them is how to get the ball over the net. We hand feed the balls. We do a couple of warm-up drills with them to start with. You know, wheel your chair from one end of the court to the other or back to the net and back. We get them to wheel around the court. We get them to do warm-ups with the racket in their hands so that they're doing side to side. We're doing all this stuff. And usually the program lasts about 2 hours. And so, like I said, the main instruction at the beginning is to make sure that they learn how to get the ball over the net from a sitting position, because we all know the trajectory is different, okay? Eventually, when they get to be good enough to play, yeah, they do need a special wheelchair, one with cantilevered wheels that give them more ability to turn on a dime.
And they have to play on asphalt courts.
Yes, have to play on hard court, yeah. So, not giving up, but the first time around was a bust.
Well, I think you got some good pointers on another attempt.
Registration, yeah.
If you can nail your fall dates down and get those to us, we can push it out through social media, and we can look at our publications and see what we can get in, because we're looking at that now for fall.
For right now, okay. Yeah, I'll check.
Do you charge them?
No. Mm-mm.
And what about making sure people understand this is, you know, a beginner's program? It's not something you have to already know about.
The other thought, too, is to do a one-day clinic.
Well, that's an idea.
It is.
Try, I don't know how wheelchairs are affected on play, but why don't we have them out to Fort King, and just to where the most of the tennis happens?
I would think that it might tear the court up.
No. Where did you have them here?
Yes, right here. Okay.
I mean, these guys.
Well, there's two asphalt courts.
Yeah.
Is there two asphalt courts over there?
There's two asphalt courts over there, but at the same time, the hardest thing about wheelchair tennis is moving the chair around.
Right.
Okay. I've played wheelchair tennis in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Okay. And I could hit, if it came near me, I could whack it. Moving to it? No. Okay,
Well, the thing with Tuscarora, though, is that there's no wheelchair ramp from the parking spot to the court surface.
There actually is. Mm-hmm. There is accessibility. That was the first thing we checked out when Diane and I were looking at a spot to have the lessons. We looked to make sure that wheelchairs could get on these courts, and yeah, there is a down ramp for them to get to the courts.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would volunteer my place if you would think it was acceptable. Because I think it's more of a hub for tennis,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So just
think about a clinic.
And I'm thinking about
engaged,
maybe, like you said, a one day. A one day might be the way to go. That might be the way to go, just to see.
Well, and if they like it, we just say, hey, there's another one day in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then you just get them coming every few weeks, and it's basically the same as what you're doing before, except they haven't had to commit.
Right.
That's a great idea.
You know?
Well, I think that's the next thing that I'll start working on is a one day.
Make sure they know it's beginners.
9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we'll do
I'll
it early
coffee,
in the day.
I'll have coffee, bagels, donuts out front for everybody.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Great. Any further discussion on that?
Okay. And we'll do it at 4 p.m.
Please.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great.
I need as much notice as you can give me on a date to clear my USTA schedule.
Okay.
All right, we stay pretty busy.
Is Saturday a good or not good?
Listen, we're busy all the time.
I know.
Okay, so. Yeah. So.
But the hard courts would be open.
Yeah, hard courts are always open.
On the weekends they teach on those hard courts.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, we're going to make it work if I have enough notice.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
It does sound good.
Okay.
All right, moving right
along. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Doesn't appear to be anybody from the general public here, so we'll skip to item 3 and 4. Rose reports, please.
Well, I looked over it. I know I'm not supposed to read it verbatim anymore, but everything overall going good. We've got, we talked a little bit how we had new lines down on courts 13, 14, 9, and 10. been putting down a lot of clay when it rains on the areas. Go ahead.
No, this is for Michelle. When I received, I don't know about you guys, when I received all the stuff, the prose reports were towards the end, and I only could print out, what was it, April and May. I don't know, was there a June on there? It was just so spread out. There's no way in my computer, I couldn't get it to move over.
Well, the prose report is 9 attachments. You know, so that might be an issue as far as the size of the email goes, but it's 9 attachments.
For each month.
You print it all out?
I don't print it all out. I just print out, I only print out one page. Used to print it all out because I hate reading on the computer. I hate it.
Well, I would think you'd want to review them on the computer, and then if there's one year.
Yeah, but I couldn't get June is what I'm saying. I couldn't see June. I couldn't even get it. That's Michelle's, or maybe put them instead of all the way across. I don't know.
Happens if you don't scroll down?
Yeah, you have to scroll down.
There's a little side.
Yeah. Arrow.
If there's a number of attachments, in that box, if you don't scroll down, you're going to print what you see.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't scroll down, you're going to miss that.
They come across this way on
right,
my computer.
Right, right.
And it was way over here. I couldn't get June.
Yeah, but if you scroll down, it moves over.
Tried that. Okay.
But
I'll try.
I mean, maybe we look at sending in two, or just make note in there that there's X number of attachments and all are attached.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll.
I can show you when we walk out on somebody's. Yeah.
Okay.
So let me continue. Recently, we've replaced. Joe, you'd asked me a long time ago about the clay under the nets. If you've looked on courts, if you've noticed on courts 13, 14, 9, 10, 4, 5, and 6, those 7 have all been, in the last couple weeks, all pulled out, redone. There's 5 courts left to do, but she said, we can only do this when there's nobody there. I was there on July 4th all day. We were there last Sunday after we closed for 5 or 6 hours. This is when we do it all, because you just can't do it when people are there. And so I have 5 courts left to get. Basically what we're doing is we're getting the mold that gathers on the clay, because there's some parts of the clay, if you can't brush it or agitate it, it's just going to get moldy.
Yeah.
Because you're adding water.
Because it's always getting wet.
Right.
And if you can't brush over it, it gets that way. Now, is it just aesthetic? As long as it's under the net or by the really close to the fences, you're not going to, it's just aesthetic. It's not going to affect the playing court. And so I don't always worry about that first, because I need the inside of the courts to be the better.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have time to do it like this and the extra clay, we get it done.
Do you have a rake?
Oh yeah, we have a rake, but the rake's to when the, when a lot of the clay gets washed away or whatever, you use your rake to bring it back, but you know that we haven't had that issue as much, because we're getting a lot of clay down. I mean, I've spent more on clay in the last few months than I have in a long time.
We had
I put down 8 tons of clay and just
it's amazing.
8 tons of clay.
I wouldn't think so.
Where'd it go?
I don't know. Where'd it go?
Well, there's a shed right behind court 7.
No, yeah, where'd it go? Like, they put it on the court. Like, where? How come we don't see it? You know, but it is there.
It's around the lines and
stuff.
It's
pretty there.
Rolled and compacted.
I have pictures of what it looks like, actually. You guys have probably never seen what it looks like when you're putting down clay.
How do you distribute it?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to loot off all the old clay. A loot is a... It's a long thing and it has a little curved edge, and you just kind of scrape, pull off all the old clay. You don't put any pressure, you just want to pull the dead material off. And then you open your bags of clay and you dump them out and you spread them around. You try to level them out and then you brush them and then you water it in. You know, the tough thing about it is not that, it's that every bag's 50 pounds. And, you know, one bag of 50 pounds of clay does a very small area. Very small area.
What is it? It's like mulching your yard.
Well, a pallet costs about $400. Really? You got about a ton.
And then I had like $200 delivery.
You know, I've had about 8 pallets delivered in the last 2 months.
Wow.
So if you got to put down a ton of clay on 2 courts, did a ton of clay get washed off like into the parking
lot? Washed off.
It's in your car, it's in your
blow
shop, it's, you know.
This is what a whole court looks like. I'll walk it around. This is what a whole court looks like when you
every time
pull it off
fit.
And put new clay down before it gets watered. And in the background, you can see the other, see how the clay has been pulled off but not put down. So that's what a whole court, that's court seven, okay? So that's what a whole court looks like when you pull all the clay off and you put it down. Now you guys, like I said, you've never seen us do this. You're not here, we do it when you're closed. Don't think we're not working.
I figured.
See that?
Oh, geez.
And that's the mold that comes under the net, but we dug all that out and that's replaced now, so you won't see any of that.
Right.
That's a whole court full of new clay. So you pull all that off, then you water it in, then you have to roll it. That's why that roller is really important on the back of my cart, because I have to roll that in.
You know, it depends on the time of year too, and the conditions, you know, because if it's not raining,
and that day is, let me tell you,
it's
that day
raining and it's really dry, if it's windy, it blows the clay off. You know, so it just depends on each court is its own different little beast.
You would think there would be clay
It's in the parking lot, like Jason blows off the sidewalk a lot, but after heavy rain, that sidewalk that goes behind like courts 2, 3, 9, and 10, it's just 20 caked on that sidewalk because it's washed off those courts down towards the parking lot.
Easy.
How often do you do that?
Well, when it needs it. I mean, because the summer, most people wouldn't even put clay down in the summer because of how often it rains and winds and the big storm, and you just let your courts kind of get in, you know, not as good a shape as they could be in, because you just can't do it and then it rains and then do it the next day. So usually most people wait till after the summer to put down most of all their clay. Yeah. They'll let their things go. But we really haven't had the kind of rain this summer that we get every summer where it rains every afternoon. That just hasn't been happening.
And then the court has to be shut down all day.
Right, because after you do what I just showed you, you can't use it the next day for... I mean, if I did that in the morning, you could use it the next day at night. If I did it one day at night, you could use it the next day at night.
So, and with the level of play that we have out there, it's so difficult to shut down.
That's why we're doing it when there's nobody there, and we're doing it on holidays. We did one on, we did a lot of stuff on Thanksgiving when we relined the courts, and we did that on July 4th. So, that's what we're doing. And we make little patches.
I think in that play report you can see in, I think it was May, I had over 2,000 plays at Fort King. 0 days of rain, you know, so it just gets crazy.
Yeah. Jason, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Just in general, if we take before the courts were upgraded and the whole facility was redone to now, which we've been there long enough to know how it's working out, what would you say the difference is? My observation is it's phenomenal. The place is busy all the time and lessons going on all the time.
I mean, it's
and
busy.
The courts are certainly in good condition and the grounds look very attractive. I just have very positive feelings, but I'd
well,
like
let me
to
just tell you this. It goes like this, and this is kind of funny. You know, I've been here 16 years, and the courts are built in the 70s, right? I mean, so they're really old. But they've been a lot better since the redo. But I kind of get like this, from the people like Miss Betty who've been here for a long time, and yourself, that seen the courts back when how they were, and see them now, those are the group that says the courts are in good shape. I have a group of newer players that haven't been here then, that sometimes play at the other, like Golden Ocala, where it's really expensive, they always think they're in bad shape. Okay, but they don't have the before after comparison, and they're only comparing them with the best fanciest club in town with the big money. So it's kind of a unique situation. The people that saw them before go, yeah, we can tell you've done a lot. People go, now, are you doing anything? So, you know, it's kind
of
weird.
Because I think a lot of it, people don't understand. Like Jason's educated me since I've known about court maintenance, and there's no doubt court maintenance is a nightmare, but a lot of people just don't know what goes into it.
Yeah.
And if they would just take the time to ask him what goes on, it would alleviate a lot of the issues that come up.
And you know, it's like Morrow says, I'm not posting all the time on Facebook or writing messages about, hey, this is what we're doing. I'm just out there doing it. And so if I let them know probably a little more of what we're doing, it might help, you know. But I've just never been that way. I just go with my business. I go and take care of it, handle it, and then when there's another problem, I'll handle that one too.
How's it been for you as far as...
I love it. It's great. I appreciate having the opportunity to do it here in Ocala.
So speaking of court maintenance, we felt like, Kathy and I talked, and we felt like when Julie left, we lost a lot of that knowledge, and knowledge that she and I needed just to make informed decisions and talk the same language with Jason and Rini. What we're doing is Steve Wood, who's on our maintenance crew. He's a maintenance supervisor. He's getting certified in clay court maintenance. So
he's taking the 3-day class.
Yeah. So
he'll know a little bit more.
And he can learn. He does
all. Make him an expert. Trust me.
You're gonna work there?
No. No, but at least when we're dealing with something, right. he can translate that to layman's terms for us, for Kathy and I, and we've got somebody that is knowledgeable. Maybe not as knowledgeable as Julie. He'll get more knowledgeable as he works with Jason on different things, but we just felt that was the right thing to do since that knowledge went out the door, and he handles our athletic and turf for all of our other athletic complex, so why not have that piece to his certification as well?
That's good.
Makes sense.
So, and absolutely. He's the one I send out there to, you know, when we're dealing with sprinkler issues and whatever. So if he understands that component, the clay component. So just to let you know.
He was there yesterday, by the way, to trade me cards.
Mm-hmm.
And told me that they got all the new sprinklers in.
I have those, that report.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you got a new golf cart?
No. Remember you asked me Monday? My cart died Tuesday.
Are we going to get him a new golf cart?
We've got his cart in. The fleet has made it a priority. They are assessing it. So based on, and I'm supposed to know something this afternoon. We got him a golf cart.
Yeah, I'm working.
We got him a golf cart.
And hopefully we can get him a brand new one. I think like 20 years old.
Yeah.
They're super expensive though.
Yeah. So fleet's looking at it. We've got an excellent fleet director, and
but if he says this thing is shot, no good, you guys could easily give him a new golf cart.
Nothing's easy.
Yeah,
that's a $20,000 car.
New golf cart.
But it's have to have.
We'll
it,
solve the problem.
Right.
How's that?
We solve. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. No, that's
because that equipment's used. I mean, it's like the most important equipment
right.
there.
Oh,
gosh, right. Okay. Run out place without the cart.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, and I apologize that that hasn't happened sooner, that we've gotten in there to overhaul it.
Well, you know.
Well, this is called a tennis cart, not a golf cart.
Is there anything, okay, let me ask you this. Is there anything we as the board can do to make it happen to where it takes the pressure off of you and Kathy, where we say, hey, let's get this guy a new golf cart. It is the most important equipment at the tennis center, and that way it's a recommendation from us from
it's
the board.
It's not just a new golf cart. It's a golf cart with the features that he needs to be
right,
able to.
Right.
So I don't think we're there yet. I think having getting the cart in, John and the contact I have there, they know to assess everything. So they'll come back to me and we'll problem solve from there.
Okay.
But he won't be.
Basically, the actuator that moved the brush up and down just stopped working. You know, the cart.
So if that part's
going to
take a period of time, so we'll look at that.
Joe?
Yes, I wanted to ask about. I'm on the Fort King Women's Tennis Association, and we try to work with Jason and help out as much as we can. One of the things we've done is umbrellas, but we're coming to. I'm sick of doing umbrellas. We bought more umbrellas over and over and over again, and they just. Get broken in the wind,
yeah.
And the way they're hollow metal, but the wind hits them and that just breaks, boom. There's several courts with no benches or any kind of shelter at all, and in this heat, I'm not complaining because I like the heat. But I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, what are you going to do about the, you know, there's nothing for us and it's hot and we're.
Trish posed that question and.
Trish Mosby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what our recommendation was, with the new renovations, we're going to need certain amenities. They could be umbrellas. It could be some sort of landscaping. It could be the.
What about the
you
air
know, the structures that we
court.
Have now, we don't have them in all the courts.
The shade structures.
What about the air conditioning units for the courts?
No, I meant the
shade structures.
Right.
Yeah, between each.
Those are expensive.
Yeah, but there's
those
only
are,
there's some, but
and
there's
I don't
not.
Know. I mean, I don't know to what level you can commit. I mean, what funds you're talking about?
Yeah.
But we can. I mean, I can see what when those were put in, what the cost was at that time.
That was before I was in charge.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had them fixed actually a few times.
From the Women's Association, we're just trying to come up with a solution. And even if we came up with those, you know, those things
sales.
We tried to ask you guys about that before, but they said something about they didn't want any permanent poles.
They have to be anchored to.
Yes.
Right. You can take the sails down, but you can't take the poles that anchor them. And you've got to have the poles anchored to a certain wind rating.
Exactly.
So there might be a challenge there.
Yeah. I just don't know. We need to fix that.
Is that what I'm hearing, that the shade is the issue and you don't
shade and benches. There's still we bought four, was it four benches
yeah,
that
I think
we
it was four.
Four new benches, but there's still
there's a couple courts without benches
and yes, something from the heat.
Are those aluminum benches out there now?
No, they're like a composite plasticky type of.
Yeah.
They're supposed to never crack.
Yeah.
Heavy,
okay.
Heavy.
They're like
umbrellas. So let me, as far as the umbrellas or the shade, I should say.
Just shade something.
Umbrellas have not turned out to be a really great solution.
Let me look at what some of the alternatives are. Pull some of the catalogs. I'll get Elizabeth to do that. She's a landscape architect. I will get with Jeff. He is on vacation today through next week and see what, but I can see what benches, he'd have a better idea what inventory we have, if we have benches over there. If not, I'll get him out there to look at what benches you have and then he can see who the manufacturer is so they match.
Okay.
A few years ago, people donated a bench with their name on it.
Right. We still have all those benches.
Yeah, was that something maybe you could get going again?
That was definitely what the Women's Association stepped in and got them to do that.
Yeah.
You know, those benches
are
cheap. And
that's why we keep up the benches, but the umbrellas is not like a madhouse. We are spending a lot of money, just wasting a lot of money because those umbrellas, we get five new umbrellas and then the next thing you know, four of them are broken. And a lot of it has to do, and we've told everybody, put the umbrellas down because when you leave them up, but it's not always that either. It's just the way they are mounted is not, you know, it's the best we could do, but it makes them bend easy, you know, in the wind, so.
So let me do that. Let me follow up with Jeff as far as the benches.
Okay.
Great. We've looked into shade for so many years, it's not even funny. All the different things, we looked at everything.
What were the challenges? Is it funding?
Well,
those
winged things that we talked about, they were up in thousands and thousands
and
of
they
dollars
are.
To do.
Right.
And
Julie, listen, the truth was when Julie would say these things cost at minimum $7,000-$8,000, and we can't do it, you know. That's, they would just say there's no money for it. That's what they would just flat say, there's no money for it.
Yeah. Because I know you got one out here somewhere. It looks really cool. Yeah.
How much would 14?
Those are mine. Some of those that are
They're expensive.
But they're expensive.
They're very expensive. Yeah.
I've only played at Golden Ocala a couple of times, and I can't picture where they have
shade.
Well, they have them in between the courts.
In between the courts, they have a table with chairs.
We have space between our courts to put a very much of a shade.
They have like little.
The mini pavilion
under there, yeah.
Yeah. Because we don't have the space. Everybody's
huddling. Right. We're all huddling. Just a thought, but there is a...
I think we beat this to death. Okay.
There is one of the main distributors, manufacturers for shade structures is here in Ocala.
What's the name of it?
You don't know that. Nobody's made the ask to say, hey, you know,
what could you do?
Donate this out here, put your
imprimatur
sponsor in the shade structure. I'll get the name of it.
Okay.
I can't think of it right now.
Would you take that?
Speaking of that, at one time they told us we could not put sponsorship signs up.
Okay.
The city said that.
Not on the fence, but if we could do that,
we would bring in some money.
If they donated a shade structure, I would venture to say that you could put sponsored by or donated by.
Why can't you put on a fence?
We just have,
put it on the sheet itself.
Let me revisit that. What are the rules why, like, people can't put their stuff on the fence, like Acura, like Jenkins Acura sponsors the Women's Tennis League over at the Country Club of Ocala, so he gets to put a sign up, but he sponsors all their women's things.
I'd have to look in the contract.
Yo, it says I can't, I definitely could raise some money for funds to do other things if you let me do that.
Look at the contract and agreement.
Okay, let's put that on the agenda for the next meeting, to get some information solidified as to whether we can have somebody sponsor equipment and have their names on it to give them the recognition. Can you look into that, Terry, and let us know?
Yes, okay. Definitely. I'll get back to you on that.
I'd like to ask, can you update us on the remaining improvements to the facilities, that, like the restrooms, what's the timetable? And
sure can. Are you ready for my staff report?
Yeah. Well,
staff report!
Okay. Staff report, please.
So, we talked about the cart. We talked about the cart. So I'll follow up with that, and we'll take care of that. We'll problem solve on that, depending on what fleet comes back with, if it's salvageable or if we need to look at an alternative.
Okay. Will you put that on the agenda for next meeting, please?
We had some issues with the sprinkler heads. The feedback I got from Steve Wood yesterday was the sprinkler heads have been delivered. They were delivered today. Spoke with Jason yesterday regarding a good day for Welch Tennis to do the work. We had Welch Tennis come out and advise us as what the best way to do that was. That's what we did preliminarily. Jason, I think you said Mondays and Fridays are the slowest days.
Is that right, Rainey?
Okay. And so Steve is contacting Welch Tennis to schedule a date to set the sprinklers.
And these are lower, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to know what the difference is going to be.
Some of them have the cement rings around them.
That's the ones that are standing up.
To prevent the tripping hazard, we're recessing them.
And will the rings be put there as well, or
they'll
just
be, no? You won't need
they'll
them.
Go away.
Okay.
Will they work that way, Jace?
Oh, I mean, they worked that way before.
The concern, I think, was that they clogged with clay.
That's what Julie's issue was. I replace sprinklers, but I don't replace them nearly as much as you'd think. And sometimes a sprinkler goes bad and you don't know it. So it starts showing up on the court, because the time that it's running the longest is when you're not there.
Right.
You got to run it at night, and you show up, and by the time a week goes by, and then you see this part of the court that's looking not like the other parts, and you go, well, maybe there's something wrong with the sprinkler, and you turn it on, then you figure it out, well, damage is done, and you just fix it.
So if you put them underground like that, won't they get full of clay?
They were like
they
that
just
before.
Pop. They just
always,
pop up.
They were
clean.
Always like that
We'll have
before.
To replace them maybe more frequently.
Right.
Yeah. They have to be clean.
Yeah.
But, again, that's, you know.
That's only on the four new courts, right? Because all the other ones are reset.
No, they're not all reset.
No. So, Steve is replacing.
The good thing is I found some that have a year warranty. If I buy it and Clay gets in and it stops working, he gives me a brand new one.
Yeah.
So I don't have to.
We went, the Fort King Women's Tennis Association, took those rings and painted them bright orange, but I still turn them over.
Right.
Now you know what you're tripping over.
Hopefully this will not have a problem.
Look where you're going, will you?
Yeah, I know. It's like.
Tennis center renovations. So we are renovating the restrooms.
When?
We have.
That was starting in June.
We've got the design back from the architect. We don't intend to close the facility during the bathroom renovations, which we'll do one at a time. We'll open one for women. We'll provide portalettes for the men. The tricky part's going to be the sidewalk work in the courtyard. Mm-hmm. Don't have that design back yet. Elizabeth, our landscape architect, is working on that. But at this point, we think we can work around it and not close for either.
Do you, in September, I'm going to start having day league matches, and those are during the week.
We don't anticipate this until the end of 2016 for the contract to be signed
Okay, so would that,
so it's not start
would
until
that put the project in early 2017, like in January?
Yes, possibly.
Okay.
Wow. It was June and it got about, all the way moved.
One comment about the sidewalks when the club was redone. Somebody has said that we're going to look at the walk patterns, and
yes,
if we need to put new
we're
ones
gonna
in,
add, yeah,
certainly
that's what we're
from the clubhouse
so the
to
cart,
the
where the carts run, where the cart runs there. And
I saw a few people who were there. It was a man and a woman were there speaking. They were looking at where the people were walking. And
it's that was Jeff and Elizabeth.
Jeff Curley,
they
yeah,
were
yeah,
doing
Jeff
sidewalks.
And Elizabeth.
They were definitely doing sidewalks.
So
and getting rid of all that pebbly sidewalk.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at landscape the whole bit for that courtyard area.
Okay.
So maybe instead of landscaping planners, but they're coming back with their recommendation.
Okay.
And design.
I apologize.
Are they going to do anything with the gazebo?
Where the kitchen is.
The kitchen gazebo?
I don't know anybody in Texas.
Not part of it.
Damn this call sometimes.
Clubhouse.
Did the sticky
stick get fixed?
That's fixed, yeah.
Is there still interest? Do you think in a...
I've been gone, so...
Snack bar in there?
There's you. It could happen. It could happen, but really, in order to make it profitable, you have to get a liquor license.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. I mean, you could, but that whole building would have to be taken down. It has to be brought up to restaurant code.
Yeah.
All right.
That's.
And then once you do that, you just can't. You cannot be profitable just by selling sandwiches, barbecue. You have to have a full bar liquor license, not just beer and wine.
You think Mr. Crowley would be interested?
I know several people that
because
would be interested.
He's about the only guy I know that can afford to do that with his own money.
Half of your members at Fort Kent can afford to
do that. But I don't know him like that.
Not me.
I know it's something that could be done. There's a lot of interest in it, but you have to have a stipulation from council that we will give you permission for a liquor license. That's the only way to be profitable.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah. You know,
I'll be drunk all the time.
Right? And beer and wine wouldn't do it, you don't think. You've got to have a full
beer
and
wine. Would you want the full bar to make it lucrative, because...
Now, what about other municipal systems? That I would think they wouldn't have that either.
They don't.
Right?
No.
But they've
made an exception for us at Fort King here in the city.
You know, even other municipalities, you can't even have alcohol on the premises.
Yeah,
where at Fort King, you're allowed to BYOB.
The liability that's associated with that?
Who cares? I mean,
yeah, we always compare ourselves to the golf course.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, liability gets brought up a lot, but you know, it is what it is. I mean, I'm sorry. There's no more liability than somebody spraining an ankle playing tennis. So we're going to sue the city because I sprained my ankle. I mean, every business has liability insurance. It's just part of doing business. I mean, it's you can't make money at a tennis facility. It is incredibly difficult. Yeah, you can be profitable, but you cannot make it so lucrative in any tennis facility unless
you have
alcohol.
When they redid the Y, they put a restaurant in there and it's already closed.
What's that, sir? I'm sorry?
In the YMCA,
right.
They put a restaurant in there
right.
to have meals that were
sure, and it's
conducive.
Closed, yeah, I know.
It's closed already.
It's
so
tough to do,
and
but
look how many
you
people
throw a
use,
full bar.
Look how many people use
don't drink
Y
much.
Compared
I mean,
to
I'll have two drinks a week,
see it.
But you throw a full bar in there, it's profitable, and that's how these restaurants stay in business.
I can't see that at Fort King, though. I don't know about
right.
the rest of you.
No, people come play tennis, so they'll come here and
no.
go there to
yeah,
drink.
Go to
and you know what?
Party.
If they were allowed
no.
booze, they
no.
bring their own, because it's cheaper to bring their own than it is to buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt, you know.
I don't think it'd go over at all.
Try it.
Nope.
And they'd
I can't
get
a pro shot
off. At least.
Maybe a sandwich
you know,
shop
provide beer
or something,
for the other
you know,
team, you have
you
to buy it
done,
from the, that's
but,
not going to work.
That don't work either. No.
Okay. Terry, you got anything else?
I don't. That was it.
Any questions of Terry?
Just what's the estimation on when this will actually start?
January 2017.
Or end of 2016. So
actual construction is what I'm saying. Because you were saying the stuff would come back by then, but I was wondering when you actually
no.
thought
construction.
Construction will
it's
start.
It's going to be done by.
No, end of. We'll start at end of
start.
2016.
Yeah, that's why I said January 2017.
When they're doing the bathrooms, you said they do one at a time. But what about putting a porta potty on?
That's what he said.
That's what she said.
What
she said.
Yeah,
okay.
We are.
Okay.
The
gotcha.
Open one will be for women. The porta potties will be for men. That was the deal. We just. Came
okay.
up with last time.
Sounds good. Okay, thank you for the staff report. Any unfinished business? Hearing none?
The hitting wall was an unfinished business. I don't know where we are with that.
We asked in the last meeting, remember, we wanted to get one of those hitting walls. It was kind of put down, wasn't it? They didn't really want us to get it. We wanted to get one that would attach to the fence. It was a rebound wall, was what it was called. Now, I'm talking to 14 Women's Tennis Association again. We were going to pay for it. I don't know.
And weren't we trying to determine where that would go, or was that part of the discussion?
Yeah, that was part of it, and I don't know why it was tabled.
We'd have to hook up on one of the hard courts over there, and then the cost was not a factor because the rebounders are not that expensive compared to the walls. But there didn't seem to be any interest. Everybody here said, "Who's going to use it?" Which is my own personal opinion.
No, right? I would hate, and I love the Women's Tennis Association. I think you guys have just done an incredible job. I would just hate for you to waste your money on that. Because I just don't see an interest. I know when you go to sectionals, they have a hitting ball, and there's hundreds of people there, and nobody uses it.
Hardly anybody uses it.
It sounds good in theory, but there's just not a demand.
And if you really want to do that, we got some good handball courts around.
I've never had anybody come up to me and say, "Man, I wish we had a hitting wall." I just hate to see you guys spend your money on that, and it's not used.
Somebody's been asking
us.
I'd rather get the shade structure than the rebounding.
All right, we can't all talk at once. Jason, would that help with training when you're having your class?
I worry about it not getting used a lot also, but I also worry about when people do play on those courts, if the ball goes back past you, hits the fence, rolls back at you, instead of coming down. Balls always come off that board. They come this way. Usually it hits the fence, just stays back there. That's a thought that I would think.
Yeah.
A ball would be rebounding back into the court all the time if you went past you at all.
Oh, it's just on one court, maybe on the high courts.
But those courts are going to be used a lot more this year because, we always have the most day league teams.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I have an extra one on, I have 4 3-5 teams now, so I'm going to have to hold
two
matches on one day once a month. That's 10 courts. So that includes the
I'm going to try not to schedule that way. I'm the 3-5 chairman this year. I'm going to try to schedule it where I don't have to do that. But
Jason, what recollection on the old wall when it was by the golf thing? What is your recollection of use on the old wall?
Well, once in a while it got used. I mean, people would walk down there once in a while, but it was mainly just a wall that was there, and we drove past it.
I don't think I ever saw anybody.
I wasn't good enough to use it, so I didn't use it.
Nobody really used it. And they built it without rebar. Little wind blew it right down.
It was there for a while.
You don't remember that wall?
I don't remember anybody using it.
Oh, okay.
Didn't have sides.
But that used to be the extra there for
forever.
Okay, so we dismiss that idea.
So, rebounding wall. Okay. I'll tell the board, Women's Association, don't bother.
I'm not against it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'd go either way you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather get shade.
Okay. too.
Shade of benches.
Right. So I've got my own shade.
Yeah.
We bought
4 benches, the Women's Association, but there's still, I think, some that still need benches. And it's nice to have at least a bench to sit down between games.
Yeah, even the ones that
Is there any other topic on unfinished business?
Just a quick comment. There's been huge positive feedback about the USTA matches, a lot more of them being scheduled during the weeknights. That's been huge.
I haven't been scheduling any during the weeknights.
Monday nights.
Some Friday nights.
Right.
Now that we have FNUL going through, there won't be any Friday night matches.
Right.
But Monday nights, I can
pretty slow Monday, and we're slow matches. Friday. And we're not even going to try to put them on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday yet.
Right.
I try to leave the weeknights for those members who are not USTA and who would like to play tennis.
There's a lot of night members.
I can't have USTA take over.
Too hot to do it in the middle of the day.
But there's very few, though, right? That are non-USTA.
No, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot.
Here's the thing. I hear from you guys about let's use the weeknights, and I hear from them about, hey, we just want to use the courts, too.
Yeah.
So they're not going to, that's the two things I get. So
I'm there on the weeknights, and most of the people I see are USTA members. Most. So, but whatever, I mean.
But they all don't play all the USTAs all the time.
But the thing is, you guys are scheduling, I see more on the weeknights, like Monday to Friday, and it was huge. People, it's like, thank you.
Cause we're trying to do it.
It frees up weekends, it's cooler.
We opened up earlier on Sunday morning, and we put a break between some of the matches so
right.
we get water on the courts.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I had to talk to the match scheduler to get him to give me a break between matches so I could get some water down right. for y'all.
Or is there any other unfinished business? If not, we'll go on to new business. Is there any new business?
We've already covered a lot, but when is our next meeting, exact date?
It's right here.
October 12th, 21st.
21st.
Okay, comments from the board? We'll start with the young gentleman to my left.
No comments.
You. Joe?
I made my comments.
No, thank you.
Anybody?
We're good. Okay, I want to thank everyone for their precious time coming here. We had good discussion. And just to remind you, the vice chair will please run the next meeting. I'm sorry, but I'll be in Oregon.
Hey, that's nice.
Going down the Pacific coast.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's nice trip. I've done that. It's very pretty.
Thank you all. So the meeting is adjourned.
So trip.
That's where Jane went. Jane's